Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode number 101 of the Vex on Vex podcast. My name's VexX, and hopefully Johnny Zero will not throw me out of his house today. This is the second episode in a row. Philadelphia, how are you?
I am good.
Woo! Johnny Zero, how are you?
Well, I'm well.
And Robot Phillips, what's up, man?
Oh, I'm doing great.
Doing great?
Yeah, I'm doing great.
All right, so we went out to lunch. We recorded episode 100 together. It was awesome. Mm-hmm. You're all on your phones texting because you're gay, but that's fine. Today's the Pride Month. We support you and all of your exploits with the boys and whatnot. However, Robot was like, listen, man, you guys think that you did a podcast of the worst movie ever, and I have to correct you. You did not do a podcast of the worst movie ever. I repeat, did not. So what is the worst movie ever, Robot?
Who Killed Captain Alex?
Never heard of it.
It's from, I'm trying to remember the name now, Uganda.
Oh, that's not a real movie.
Oh.
Is this obscure? It's like,
yeah, I feel let down now.
Oh,
yeah, right?
You feel let down.
Like there was like something going to happen, you know?
No, it's really, really like crazy, the movie. It's silent right now, but no, it's a crazy, like funny-ass movie.
You got to play us the trailer and you got to hold it up to the microphone.
Okay, hold on, I'm going to get it.
You're gonna get
gonna
it.
Get the trailer.
Gonna get it. Gonna get it.
So I thought we were going mainstream.
I did too.
I didn't.
Robot changed the rules because he's the devil.
Oh, now I changed the rules.
Satan. That's what he's doing.
Drives like the devil. Picks movies like the devil.
With Tom Brady, right?
You know we can't see the screen, right?
So yeah.
I'm turning it around. I'm turning it around.
Okay, we don't see anything. This is not going well.
Right, trailer.
Hold on.
Oh. This is the trailer, everybody.
Volume.
Hold on.
Robot is so bad at production.
He's going through his porn. Hold on. That's porn.
He's like, put these boys away.
Oh.
Ooh. Ram Ranch.
Spawn Ranch.
Red Rum.
Red Rum. Ranch. Here we go.
Presents the best of the best movies.
The fucking title screen wins. It's worse than it sounds, people.
It's not.
What the fuck is this?
God. Are they even speaking English?
Yeah.
But this is still kind of entertaining.
Oh, no. John, it's very entertaining.
You know.
It's not good. It might be. Oh. Karate Man brews on inside.
What's that whiny voice, though?
All right.
We'll get the cybernetics.
Yeah. No, pause it. All right, you know the guy in America where he's like, next on the movie. That's that guy in Uganda. All right, back. Don't tell me. We want to hear more.
Okay.
All right. Robot Phil is going to play more of the trailer.
Here we go.
I should be describing it, but it's... The worst special effects fathomable.
Their blood packs are all ketchup.
No, bro. They're all digital. It's not even blood.
And the guns are actually just wood or cardboard.
No, the guns are really guns because they're in Uganda. Yeah. So that's like my neighborhood weapon.
If you get killed off in the movie, you get killed off in real life.
It's martial arts stuff.
That's not how gravity works.
Oh my god! They have a chopper? It's just like a cardboard. The guy's sticking his head out of it. So that's alright, but see, we believed you at lunch, like you had something special.
Oh, and it's not okay. I thought it was watching.
It didn't look that bad to me. I mean, like, at least it got kung fu action and, you know,
the guy that made this movie has made a whole ton of movies. Like, he has I think 3 or 4. And there's like a fifth one coming out.
Like the Ed Wood of
you
Uganda.
Go to wakaliwood.com and it shows all the there. This one's Who Killed Captain Alex. There's another one called Bad Black.
You, Kaliwood.
Wakaliwood.
Wakaliwood.
Yeah, Wakaliwood.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Google users 98% liked this movie. A violent and destructive war erupts between two conflicting groups, the mafia and some soldiers. And then hijinks ensue. Director, Nawaba Gigi.
Yeah. He did this all on a 486 computer, too.
Oh, you could tell, by the way.
Yeah. $12 budget. Good on him.
Bad Black, released in 2016. So, all right, here we go. Who Killed Captain Alex is the 2010 version. His first movie is I'm sorry. When you were in Bad Black, was it an unpleasant filming experience for you, or was it okay?
Well, I mean, I was happy just to be there, and I didn't get to explore my character as much as I wanted to.
Were you a fluffer for Mr. Brady on that set? Is that what you were doing at that time?
Sure.
I was the stool for Mr. Brady. I was the footstool, and yes, he was the fluffer.
I gotta tell you, it looks like Bad Black was made, and I'm not even making this up, for $65.
Yeah, but that's like a million.
I'm not kidding.
$65 made the whole movie? That's great. That is
no.
That is
it's like
great.
$6,000 over there. Like, whoa, yeah. We got $6,000. That's a big movie.
That's still
for
great.
For pennies a day, you can support some actors.
For pennies yes. a day, you can support Bad Black Media.
He uses like the people that live there. Like,
you think so?
And
doctor?
They're free. Yeah,
we picked up on
I
that.
I know that.
Like, we didn't think that they were thespians.
Well, they didn't.
Now with 25% more dead hookers.
See, when I think of bad movies, I think of like it being boring. You know, like a boring movie. It's like you can't even. It's like watching paint dry. That I could actually see being like.
Oh, and it's hilarious because there's what they call VJ. And the VJ is on there, and he's like, bing, 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 oh, kill him, kill him. Oh, here comes the other bad news. Here comes the trouble. And it's just hilarious.
Wow. There's something wrong with you, man.
Yeah, I know. I like watching
I
want to
see
movies.
The movie now.
Yeah, you can see it on YouTube.
Cool.
Just put in Captain, who killed Captain Alex? Boom.
And Bollywood's then, Indian Superman. Did you ever see that one?
A disclaimer
yeah,
pops
I've seen
up.
That.
A disclaimer pops up. Are you really sure you want to watch? Continue.
I will not pay for the ads. I won't do it.
Yeah, I've seen this. It's hilarious. Watch this.
Oh, yeah, I've seen this.
What is this?
Bad.
Johnny Zero looks like he's really into it.
Yeah, I like Superman.
You're describing nothing, by the way. You're really bad at this.
So there's this Indian gentleman that is Superman, and he's picked up the one guy, and he spins him. And then he's floating in midair.
Oh, that's great. It's just hanging from like a rope.
Dancing.
Now they're dancing because he saved the girl. So now they're dancing.
Robot took it to a completely fucked up place. These movies don't count. I meant actual movies
oh,
made
no,
in
they
America.
Count. To me, they count.
Yeah, well, like you could have said Chud or something.
This is an Indian film?
This is Bollywood, yes.
Yeah, that's Bollywood.
La 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 la. Is that racist? That's racist. Another reason I won't be on Saturday Night Live.
This is horrible.
I bang her. I mean, let's be honest. I'm not.
Yeah, this is done in the 70s, though. She's probably like 80.
Shut up, man.
Don't kill my dream. It's like a Superman musical.
If you have a
yeah, it's the weirdest thing.
Oh, and all Bollywood films are musicals.
Like, yeah, they all. Even the even the ones that are like sci-fi, they're like they break out in song and dance.
Yeah. Can you imagine if Alien came out of Bollywood?
Oh, God.
The goddamn monsters would come out dancing and shit.
Hold on. You don't remember? They did that. Hold on. Fuck.
Spaceballs.
Yes.
Hello,
baby. Hello, my darling.
Yeah. So there you go. It already happened. Bollywood could take that fucking little snippet and just put a different song over it.
I know the Turkish have some really weird movies.
Yeah, there's some.
Why
Turkish
do you
ones.
Know that?
Because I've seen them too.
Because I look up.
There's some weird ones.
I'm into like superhero serials, and like they have
like Captain Crunch.
No.
They did a Thor one. If I'm not mistaken.
You're all talking. It doesn't work.
S E R, you know, I A L S.
I was mocking you.
Oh, okay.
I was making a ha.
Gotcha.
You ruined my joke, though.
No, but they have one that was like, there's even one called like Superhero, and it's like Batman's cape and the mask, Captain America's chest, Superman's cape or like boots or something like that. It's like three different superheroes, but the guy's actually called Superhero. And I looked into that, and they had some cool stuff over there, weird stuff. You know, like every week it's to be continued to next week. You know, the cliffhangers, serials, they used to put them in the, in the movie theaters at the Nickelodeons and stuff like that, you know. Okay, thank you. All this said, 10 cents will give me a cup of coffee. But anyway.
We should just let him talk.
You think I'm kidding? So he'll call me. All right, this is episode number 101.
Somebody bail me out.
Of the Vex on Vex podcast. We were literally just letting Johnny Zero talk shit because it's kind of amazing. I will call Johnny on the phone. I'll go to sleep. And when I wake up 7.5 hours later, he's still going, dude, did you see that movie, man? It was awesome. Like, it was such a good movie. Wait, I can do it. I can do a thing. All right, so me and my friend Ivor came over, and Johnny wasn't awake. So we couldn't hang out with Johnny, right? So we're standing outside his house, and I was like, hey, guys, what's up? Hey, it's Johnny Zero. What's up, man? Hey, what are you doing? I'm sleeping. And that's my Johnny Zero.
Oh my god!
I'll never live it down.
It's true though. So yeah, I don't know why we're doing a live video, but there's nothing good. Here's what happened. Robot was like, "Hey man, we were talking about like the worst movies ever." He's like, "I got the worst movie ever," and he played this thing from like India. Where's it from?
No, it's from Uganda.
Yeah, that's just cheating. It's called
Wakali World.
It's pretty bad.
Like, yes. But that's just cheating.
How's that cheating?
We took an American film made by foreign people who claim he was from.
What'd you say?
New Orleans.
Spangolia?
He's from New Orleans.
I'm from New Orleans. Okay, well, RP will find that movie. I will find the worst movie. That movie was not that bad.
Johnny Zero, what's the worst movie in your opinion?
Without a doubt, hands down, the Disney Captain Marvel movie.
Oh, we know that opinion. That doesn't count. Philadelphia, what do you got?
Ishtar.
Dune. Dune's pretty bad.
Yeah, Dune is awful.
I didn't like Dune either, but I know people that swear by it.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, it's a thing.
Yeah, they're
like
called nerds.
They're like, Sting's in it, man. He's so cool. Not the wrestler, the other one, man.
I'm talking like, I know
every movie.
I know people that like
make.
Read the books and all that.
The spice.
Stuff.
No, digging the books is one
the
thing.
Spice.
Yeah.
It just didn't. It didn't land well in the film. I don't know, man.
I didn't like it either. So I agree with you.
It was a big fucking disappointment.
The spice and all that.
Well, Johnny, there's a new Dune coming out.
And
it looks good.
Don't lie.
It looks good, really. It does.
No, he's right though. The story's good.
I had a girl.
It was just badly made. You had a girl.
I had a girlfriend that was so into Dune that you know the guy that plays.
Did she make you dress like the guy from fucking Twin Peaks?
Oh! Give me all your Garmon Bonesia. Which funny you should mention that.
Don't even know what you're saying right now.
It's from Twin Peaks Fire Walk With Me. She took me to see it in the theater when they had it at the Prince William. And anyway, she was so into that guy.
Weird
she would
piercing.
Root for him when he was a guest star on Scrubs. The actor that played the main good guy in Dune, the guy with the dark hair, what's his name?
Kyle.
Yeah.
Mike Brady.
He was in. Everything's Mike Brady. He was in the Doors movie. He plays Ray Manzarek.
Yeah.
He's also in the worst. All right, fuck it. You want the worst movie for real? But it's amazing.
What?
Showgirls.
I own that.
They show so much titty in that movie.
Oh my god.
I don't even care about titties anymore when the movie's over. Like, I love titties. I was like 18 when this came out. I was like, titties. And I was like, you know, I just.
How about Coyote Ugly?
That's not a bad movie.
I hated it.
No,
you don't have a vagina.
You know how bad Showgirls was?
Yes.
I bought the box set, which originally was like $99. I got it at FYE at Roosevelt Mall for $7.
$7. That's
you
as much
as $7.
I know.
That movie
I bought it.
$65 American to make. He got a box set for $7.
Wow. And the box set was originally like $100. It came with, like, shot glasses and all this other crap.
I can top that. You know the chick who gets knocked up by the black guy, and then he gives her a ring, and she appears in his dance number later in the film?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Our manager for Starscream and Superstar Galactica, Michael, knows her.
Really?
No way.
And, like, puts her in, like, weird videos and shit once in a while. And there's a sequel to Showgirls that she's in. And it's like her story.
There's a sequel to Showgirls?
Yes.
I did not know that.
Showgirls 2 Electric Boogaloo?
Oh. there was once a joke made that I like that every sequel should have Electric Boogaloo put next to it.
Or Empire Strikes Back.
Star Wars 2 Electric Boogaloo. Much better. Much better title than fucking
Star Wars
Empire.
2. Wait, hold
the
on.
Empire.
Star Wars 2? Temple of Doom.
It kind of is.
Did
you ever see the thing where it's all a fucking Indiana Jones dreams, and then he's Han Solo, and they wakes up, he's still Indiana Jones.
Nice.
Then there's the other one where there's like fucking Harrison Ford just running around with a dog, and he's like, when you figure out you've been tripping all these years and not flying through space with a giant Wookiee.
Yes.
So
it's like Calvin
and Hobbs.
Yes, I saw that. Yeah, that movie.
It's like Calvin and Hobbes.
Yeah, that movie that he did with the dog or something. I forget the name of it.
Dude, do you know he bangs that chick from the fucking lawyer?
You were gonna say the dog.
What's her name? fuck.
Ah, shit.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, yeah.
She was really famous in, like, 1999.
Yeah,
Ally McBeal.
Ally McBeal!
I don't even know how I knew that, because I never watched that.
Why do I know that name?
Now, I've never seen an episode of Ally McBeal ever, but the chick, the blonde chick on Ally McBeal is on 30 Rock, or was on 30 Rock,
yeah.
Jenna. So, when she was on Ally McBeal, was she hot? Because she wasn't hot on 30 Rock. She was all right.
She wasn't that bad looking on the Ally McBeal. I think I remember.
Not that bad looking.
Okay. Not that bad looking, but I mean, she's fuckable. Yeah.
Dude, they're all fuckable.
Yeah.
If you have enough fucking lube, they're all fuckable.
True.
Is that fucked up? That's fucked up, isn't it?
Yeah,
that I should probably edit that shit. I'm not gonna. But you know.
Yeah, fuck that.
Another reason I'll never get a Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
Oh, and then no talent. So that could be it as well.
No.
No.
Oh, don't say that.
We don't say that.
We can Photoshop the talent in.
Yeah. This day and age, all the talent.
Oh, Vincent Gracie sends his regards.
Mm.
That's it you're going to say? Yeah. Can you see yourself, Johnny Zero? Say hi to Vince.
Hey, Vince. What's up, dude?
Vince. The only guy watching.
Vince!
So, we did episode 100. There's Philadelphia. And now we went and got food. I'm like having a food coma, and I'm like, shimmer. And we're doing. We're supposed to come in and have this great fucking podcast about the worst movies ever made, and Robot just fucking straight cheated.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I did not cheat.
Did you guys ever watch any Ed Wood
actual Ed Wood? You didn't tell me the
rules. Did anybody ever watch an Ed Wood film, a real one?
Yeah.
No.
Plan 9 from Outer Space.
Yes.
You watched Plan 9?
Yes.
Put your phone down and talk to us.
I'm trying to set up a
Plan 9. Here,
No, I know. But tell us about Plan 9.
Well, you could actually. One of the UFOs is like paper plates, and you could see the fishing line. Gravestone falls down.
I know about
the,
that.
Yeah, it's just. There's bad acting. Bela Lugosi died during the filming. So they had a stunt double that just covers his mouth the whole time.
Yeah,
it's chiropractic.
It's just bad lines, bad acting, bad cinematography. It's just bad.
But it's still somewhat entertaining.
Well, of course it's entertaining because it's a clusterfuck of accidents.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Here's the thing.
And it does have that one scene that is Bela Lugosi's last. Footage being filmed.
Pull the stings!
Yeah.
Pull the stings!
It's Glenn or Glenda. But the movie he made, Bride of the Monster, which is originally called Bride of the Atom, the second one, I believe is actually a very underrated classic.
Oh, you're wrong. How's that feel? Does it feel badly?
The final speech? The final speech alone. YouTube it. It's great.
I'm not going to pull the stings. All right, we're not going to go live anymore. We're going to go back to the recording. So this is Vex S. Say Frosty. Pull the strings! Alright, Johnny, I'm going to give you your dream.
What's up, buddy?
I don't know how many people listen to our show anymore. It used to be like 5,000 a week. I'm not sure if it's still that number.
Hey.
Go off on why Bela Lugosi doesn't suck.
Bela Lugosi doesn't suck. Well, I mean, I
love that you can't think of anything. Okay, no, now. I'm just kidding. Okay.
I didn't know anybody said he did suck. Who says he sucks?
Everybody. Everybody and their mother.
He's the greatest horror actor of all time. I mean,
but why? So tell me why you love Bela Lugosi. What's up?
Well, I mean, he did a lot of great things for other musicians and actors who are struggling and artists of different genres, even including chefs. And he was a World War I hero. He was in the ski patrol for Hungary. That's how he busted his hip up. And then,
I heard he was molested by Mike Brady.
Oh, stop it.
And that's how he busted his hip up.
A lot of the commies that were actually in out there, they used him as a scapegoat because he went on the air. Professor Gary Don Rhodes has a thing. It's called Hollywood's Dracula. It comes with an audio CD because he went on the radio and spoke up to his Hungarian to his countrymen and gave them encouragement. And they were communists at the time. So
I can see hundreds of people clicking off the podcast right now. Like,
who doesn't love Bela Lugosi? Bela Lugosi's instant box office. Instant box office, dude.
It didn't work for Ed Wood.
Yeah, did he?
No, it didn't.
Martin Landau won the Oscar.
Ed Wood didn't make that film, my friend.
He was
dead.
Tim Burton made the film.
So why are you saying? I said it didn't work for Ed Wood. Bela Lugosi didn't work for Ed Wood. You said he's instant box
office. Right. Martin Landau played Bela Lugosi.
But you said Bela Lugosi is instant box office.
Yes.
I said it didn't work for Ed Wood.
Ed Wood was
very... Your retort is that the guy Martin Landau, who played Bela Lugosi poorly, I might add, won an Oscar.
Yes.
Okay.
And it was a successful film, box office-wise. I don't have the numbers.
But no Ed Wood films are successful. the movie about Ed Wood 6.
Oh, yeah, that's what I mean. I'm talking about the film entitled, but you're not, quote unquote, Ed Wood.
In typical Johnny Zero form, you're ignoring what I'm saying with my mouth.
Okay.
Which is hurtful.
It's a very, very well liked film.
Brass tacks, Johnny Zero. Why is the TV Dads Wrestling podcast no longer in production?
Well, there's a discrepancy over who is the champion and who isn't. I mean, you have the Alliance champion. And
I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah.
There is no discrepancy. We know the transvestite hooker is the champion. That's not even a problem.
Transvestite hooker. We just had it in the episode 100. We just did the flip thing. Guys, back me up on this.
Said right here. I didn't cheat. Here we go again.
I didn't cheat.
Round two. Ding, ding, ding.
I just said she's the champion. I give it to you. During Pride Month, she wins, bro.
What are you talking about, dude? You're talking about a guy who backs Mr. Brady, Robert Reed? I mean, like, really? You're talking about Charles Ingalls, dude. The guy was trained by Abraham Lincoln.
I just said for a third time, the transvestite hooker during Pride Month wins.
He's a real person.
And she is the champion. So, what is your beef, and why is the show
I don't
no
have a beef.
In production?
I don't have a beef. You lost fair and square right here in front of everybody.
But there's no show in production.
You lost fair and square right here in front of everybody.
Why is the show not in production?
Oh, my God.
Not going to answer me? I mean, in typical Johnny Zero fashion, you can't answer the question, and that's fine.
Dude, he won.
I agreed with you four times.
Okay, cool.
Four times.
Well, then, what's the problem? Why you want to put would you want to put the belt on Robert Reed?
I just said I'm asking you why the show is no longer in production.
Well, this is
you won't answer the question.
I don't know. I don't know. We haven't just gotten around to it, I guess.
All right, I'll give you that. I'll give you that. Robert, thoughts?
Having problems thinking of something.
Philadelphia, thoughts?
You could always start next week.
There true. You go.
Yes.
There you go.
Technically start today.
Billy.
Look at the silence. You guys are the worst. All right, you really think a fight's about to happen?
Yes.
We are just fucking
okay,
around.
Okay, good.
Yeah, we're just
kidding. All right, John, they don't... All right, sorry. There was an episode, right? We tried to record initially. We sat down. I think it was episode 92.
Yes.
And Johnny Zero and I started yelling at each other for real because we were going to do a dark side of the TV Dads Wrestling Federation. That was the discussion. Yep. And at one point... After losing handily, Johnny Zero said, "Get the fuck out of my house."
The work turned into a show.
It got very, very dark.
It was supposed,
real quick.
First of all, that's not true. It was supposed to be kayfabe, and
yes,
like our ode, like talk about the characters and so forth. And you went for real to our behind the scenes creative disputes on the air, and that's not what I meant by dark side of the ring. I meant like we're talking about like
now I'm just playing devil's advocate you know I mean you're 100% wrong but I'm just going to discuss it
with you. My God,
you're
Mr. Personality, everybody.
Your concept initially was that we were going to do our own version of Dark Side of the Ring.
Yeah, like
the, but the Dark Side of the Ring is not kayfabe.
Like
it's all shoots, like they when the guy fell off the ceiling and died, Owen Hart. It was real about
yes,
Owen Hart.
God rest his soul, yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So we made it real about TV Dads, and I had legitimate frustrations
but
with
these are fictional characters. I was thinking like Vicky being molested or some kind of like, you know, some kind of really dark stuff of
no
the kayfabe characters that we were just going on the fly.
I know what he's trying to say. I know what he...
I am too. Will you stop?
Jeez,
you're busting
I'm
the groove.
Sorry. Damn.
What I don't understand, Johnny, yes. is why during Pride Month you would take it to a sexual molestation
park. That's just on top of my head.
No, that's where your mind goes.
Well, that's what,
and I think it's sad.
Well, that's what
really.
They're saying about Barney Fife.
All right, stop. This is important. No. It's not a fight. You got to chill the fuck out.
You've heard about that, right?
They really think we're going to fight right now. They really do. I'm telling.
I don't know where that
stop. This
from.
Is we're gonna. This is cool. I don't know who's gonna really like this episode, but I'm gonna like this episode.
Yeah, I'm gonna like
cool.
this episode too.
Let's take it person by person. So we brought up Fife, Barney Fife. This character, Barney Fife, in the TV Dads Wrestling Federation, is originally from what TV show again?
At the Andy Griffith Show.
The Andy Griffith Show. Thank you. I always call it Mayberry. I don't know why. Because Andy left and they kept the show, remember?
Yeah. And he somehow ends up being Mr. Furley.
Which is fucking awesome,
yeah.
by the way.
Yeah, because he had to get a fake identity because of what he did, all the stuff he did as Barney the Knife
right,
Fife.
You're jumping ahead, which is great.
And he had to surgically reconnect his tongue. Remember, his tongue was forked.
That's how that isn't fucking podcast gold.
That's podcast.
Like, that's gold. All right, hold on. We got to start at the beginning, though.
Yeah.
So here you go. This is the guy who works with Andy Griffith. That's his whole shtick,
yep.
right?
Yep.
But you initially, when Johnny Zero introduced him into the TV Dad's Wrestling Federation universe, he was the Jackal.
Yes.
He was
the drooling Jackal.
The drooling Jackal. And he was never allowed to make discernible words. Yep. Like his teeth were filed. Yep. And he'd be like that's what he sounded like, yeah. right? And you're like, Bone at Five, you won the match. Yep. What do you think?
And he was sidekick to Sergeant Gwynn. The head of security.
So Fred Gwynn, you took Herb this Munchie. Character's arc, and it got really fucked up.
Really went to some dark places.
So tell me what happened.
Well, the rumor that I hear.
No, but just tell me what you made.
Oh, all right. He's kind of a child. He's a sicko.
Kind of a child molester.
Yeah, yeah.
Like think like Freddy Krueger.
What the
is.
Fuck?
Well, yes. Vicky.
Come on. Yes.
Vicky. Wait. Philadelphia's honest reaction is real. Why are you offended by this?
Because I got a kid. That's just nasty, man. You don't fuck with kids. I don't care if it's real or fake.
It gets
you don't
worse.
Fuck with kids.
It gets worse.
Angles.
Like you could kill a nun, and I'd be like, yeah, that happens. But you don't fuck with children.
I agree with you. That's why Angles feels the same way.
They went that route. Well, Johnny went that route.
Wait, stop.
I quit for the third time today.
Listen. This is important. Remember Small Wonder?
Vicky.
Remember the TV show
don't
Small Wonder?
Don't you hurt Vicky.
Oh, it already happened. Vicky.
It happened.
It already happened.
That's Beaver's girlfriend.
So this is where it gets weird. So Small Wonder's a robot, right? Yep. And we figure out...
Cyborg? Is it Cyborg?
Cyborg.
Yeah.
And she grows like a normal chick. So yep. The dad is just fucking the robot the whole time.
Yeah, Lawson.
Right?
Yep.
And then he becomes a pro wrestler later in years,
obviously. Lapdog. He's a lapdog for Jerry Springer.
And he comes in... And he's a scientist. So he made like these giant contraptions, like an arm would come out of his back. And choke the other wrestlers and shock them and shit.
Yep. True fact. I was there. I seen it.
Bill's very upset.
This got really dark.
This really got bad, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, I can top it. You know, want to know what's fucking awful? Philadelphia, did you ever watch Leave It to Beaver when you were a child?
Yes.
So Ward Cleaver and Beaver and all, they all are in black and white. Now, everybody else is in color.
They look like, how they did on the TV.
But Johnny Zero had a fucking heel turn for Ward Cleaver. Yeah. Don't say anything.
Okay.
What do you think he did, Philadelphia, to that character?
Made him in color?
Way worse.
Way worse.
Are you sitting down, sir?
Yeah, he's sitting.
Let me sit further. Hold on. Okay,
he
strapped
made him
in.
A full regalia World War II Nazi, complete with Hitler mustache.
The
and he would
Reich.
Goose step to the ring with the fucking arm. And it was so upsetting to me. I was like, oh my God, why would you do that, Johnny Zero?
And this is after Jerry Springer takes over for Ross Perot.
So was he in that color that looks like they colored it after it was filmed in black and white?
I don't know, but he ends up being the Sheik, though, too. Tell him about the Sheik.
There's more turns
than
a goddamn Colorado road.
They took Ward Cleaver off his antidepressant meds.
I forgot about that. Go ahead,
yeah. It's because they Springer just cares about ratings. He doesn't care about the greatest sport.
Yeah, it doesn't. They cut back the health regimen.
Yeah.
And everybody's medication got cut because the insurance wasn't covering it.
Yeah, it's like an anti-wellness policy.
Anti-wellness policy. That was.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
I like that.
Johnny thought of that.
But Ward Cleaver's crazy. And then somehow he ends up being a Sheik. He thinks he's a Sheik. He goes through these different, he has a split personality.
Yeah, bipolar's a good way to put it. And then he would dress June like in the garb and all that.
Why didn't you make Ward Cleaver like a Halloween type Michael Myers type and call him the Cleaver and he cuts everybody
No,
up.
That was his initial name.
That was the initial.
He was the Cleaver.
That was.
And then Johnny's like, no, he's a fucking Nazi. And I was like, oh my God, Johnny, why would you do that?
Ward the Cleaver was his original name, actually. I forgot about that.
I think if I'm being honest, I think I made him a Nazi, which is fucked up.
Was it you?
And then, I don't know. I think I did. And
child molestering Nazis.
And
what the fuck?
He's not a child molester.
No,
whoa.
I'm sorry.
Whoa.
No. That's totally the good name of the Cleave. I'm sorry.
No, wait. He literally got barred at one point for going home and beating up June Cleaver like every day. Like he'd slap
her
around,
I remember that episode.
Yell Nazi shit at her.
June?
Hi, Ward.
June! And like she pissed herself on the set. I'd be like, seriously, she was out of fear.
He did.
Because he just looked, cocked his eyebrow, dude, and she just jumps, dude. It's awful.
Beaver.
Not at all.
No.
We've just begun.
Oh, yeah,
you guys don't know what happens when they after they yell cut, dude. I'm telling you.
Somebody cuts their wrist.
Hugh Beaumont. There's nobody to play with, dude.
All right, I got something for you. I think this is it. Oh, I hope this is it.
This is it.
fuck, this might not be it.
Oh.
I hope it is, though.
Ruthless Man.
Is it playing?
Don't you think it needs a little song? Rather, please.
What is it?
I'd rather do it myself. Control you. Sure, you have a headache. You're tense, irritable. But don't take it out on her.
You need Anacin for fast relief.
Hold the fuck up. Say that one more time, Robbo.
I got to see the documentary. Abducted in plain sight.
Fucking oh, no.
Insane.
All right, you have to share. It's funny. I knew we were recording today, and I was going to text you like 3 days ago to make sure you watch that fucking
I was going to watch it again, and I totally forgot, but most of it I remember. And it was, you were right. The way he said it, he blew him.
And did you notice when he said it, he covers his mouth?
Yeah.
So, listen to this shit, John. John, you're not going to believe this shit.
Good.
This fucking doc. This is real.
Yeah, it's a real documentary.
Documentary.
I hate stars. This guy. I hate the father. Fucking hate
he's the one you hate?
I hate
the child molester? You're fine with him?
No.
The suspense is killing me.
I hate them all, but right. The father's a spineless dick.
My wife, Julie, was watching it with me, and she even
don't
said...
Don't see Kyle in my fucking podcast,
don't see Kylan.
You're like, yeah, man. I'm
don't you
Jesus
do it.
Christ.
Don't you do
don't
it.
Don't you do it. but, no, my wife was watching it, and she even said, I feel bad for the daughter, but fuck those parents.
Yeah.
All right. Johnny Zero.
What's up?
They open up this thing. These people are Mormons, right?
Right.
They're a family. It's a husband. It's a wife. They got three little daughters.
Okay.
One of the daughters is like 9 or 10. The other one's like 7. The other one's like 5, right?
Gotcha.
They make friends with another couple new to town who are also Mormons. And they have 3 kids. So you got this new fucking dad who's in town with his cute little wife. Actually, she was ugly as fuck, if I'm honest.
Yeah.
And they start hanging out. And his name was Robert. And the kids started calling him B. I guess. So they would call him B. So B's hanging out, and then he would be like, hey, I'm gonna take your daughter here. I'm gonna take her to get ice cream or something. They let her go to ice cream. And then he's like, hey, my family's taking a vacation, so I'm gonna take your little daughter. So they take like the 11-year-old daughter or whatever on a fucking vacation 2 states away with his family. They're at dinner, and the daughter starts getting loopy, and the guy looks at his wife, he's like, this child is sick. I'm going to take her back to the hotel room and put her to bed. And she's like, okay. So he takes her back. He fucking drugged her, it turns out later. And he's like fucking with her and shit. She's a little kid. Like sexually, right? But they don't show that yet. So they're watching. Then he starts making time with the wife. Like, so this little girl that he's infatuated with has a mother. So he's like, hey, baby, how you doing? Why don't you come to work and bring me a sandwich? He called her up. Hey, what are you doing? She's like, you know, nothing. He's like, why don't you bring me over a sandwich? Because I'm at work, baby. And she comes over. He's like, you should see. Look at your breasts. Look at your legs. And the mom's sitting there, and she's like, I must confess, I really liked it. I had been married for about 11 years, and I liked the attention. And that's not even the fucked up part. Not, yeah, you think that's the fucked up part? And I respect that you think that, because so far he's dilled a child, and he's trying to fuck the mother. And you think, oh, that, no. Oh, no. Like, 10
he's
more minutes.
Not done yet.
10 more minutes go by, and he makes friends with the dad. The dad owns a fucking flower shop, and he owns a business, like a furniture shop. And he goes over, he's like, hey, man, can you get away? And he's like, oh, yeah, bro, let's go, you know, go for a ride. And they go out for a drive, and he's driving. And this is exactly what the guy says into the camera. The dad, he says, I could tell that he was erect. And I took back, and I stopped, and I was like, even if Philadelphia is in my Cadillac and has a boner, how would I know he has a boner? Right? No, for real. Like, I wouldn't know unless I'm touching. Oh, there's a boner. I wouldn't know that.
Sorry, I'd fill you in.
Because I'm driving. And he says, oh, you know, man, I hate my wife. I just hate her. She gives me no relief.
I
get me no relief. And he's like, come on, it's just kid shit. And he's like, I reached over and I gave him relief with my hand. And then he covers his mouth. So we know he sucked his dick.
Yeah.
So we know the flower shop attendant, who's a Mormon, that kind of speaks a little feminine like that.
Yes.
Sucked his dick. Fine. So now you have the molester molesting the kid, fucking the mom, and getting blowjobs from the dad. Then he goes to the mom, who he's fucking around. Who he's fucking around with. And he's like, I'm going to take your daughter to see a horse. And she's like, come on, man. It's like fucking Friday night. No, it's Thursday.
Yeah,
Thursday
she has to
night.
Go to school.
She has to go to school tomorrow. My husband's at work. He's like, I'll have her back before dinner. He's like, you better. So he takes this 11-year-old fucking girl. Little girl, dude. And she didn't have hips. She didn't have tits. She looked like a child. Mm-hmm. A baby. But, like, sometimes an 11-year-old could be a little developed. She did, was not. This girl was not in any capacity, right?
Right.
He puts her in the car. He says to her, you better take your medication for, what was it?
Allergies.
Your allergy medication. So she pops two fucking pills, and then boom, she passes the fuck out. Now, this is Thursday afternoon at like 4 o'clock, 2 o'clock. Now it's 5 o'clock. Now it's 9 o'clock. They're not back. This is their cell phones. It's the 70s. They call his wife. Hey, where's your... He's like, I'm sure they'll be home any minute. They go to bed. They don't... Then nothing. So he disappears Thursday night. Now it's Friday. And they're like, well, let's see if he heads back, you know, dinner time after Friday. Now it's Friday night. Now they wake up. It's Saturday. Your child, who's 11, has been gone.
How stupid are these
since
parents?
Since 2 o'clock on fucking Thursday. And they're like... Well, we're not going to call the authorities because it's the weekend.
The fuck says that?
They should be executed.
So they finally call the FBI on, like, Sunday.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the FBI drives to her house immediately. Like, where the fuck's your daughter, right? They go there. And the FBI agent is intimidating. He's old because it was a long time ago. But he's big, tall, striking blue eyes. He's bald. He's scary looking. If this guy was investigating me, I would be scared because he's a good FBI agent. You can tell. And he's like, we were very concerned with this family. We wanted to find this daughter, blah, blah, blah. This dude took her to Mexico and married her.
Whoa.
Yeah. Took her to Mexico and married her.
Eventually, he calls his brother. And his brother's like, well, dipshit, obviously you're a child molester. Maybe you should come home. He's like, I want you to call their parents and get permission that I can legally marry her. And that way I
in
can
come
back.
Yeah. Yeah. So, wait, you forgot the best part, what the filling part.
Oh, the aliens?
The RV. Yes. So, she was just waking up, and she was tied down. And the room was kind of dark, but there was this microphone thing, and or
a
speaker,
box,
a speaker. And they were like, you have to mate with this man. He's in the other room.
Or the planet,
or the
will,
planet
end.
Will end. Jeez. You have to. Oh, and they this was the molester recorded all this, and she literally was like, I have to. They did have sex, but only he put an inch. That's what she says.
Well, he didn't break the hymen.
He didn't break the hymen. He only put like the head of the penis in. That was it. It was disgusting.
What kind of this is a theatrical thing?
Yeah, no,
this is on
real.
Fucking Netflix, bro.
This is on Netflix.
This happened. The fucking the chick.
This had actually happened in real life.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. The chick who got molested wrote a book. No, her mom did.
Wow. Yeah, the mother.
Yeah. Now wait. You think that's it, right? You think that maybe we caught up with it? And it's all fucked up.
Nope.
They come back. Now he's gonna go to court. He goes to them and he's like, "Listen, if you go to court and testify and say what I did, I'm gonna tell everybody that your husband sucked my cock."
Wow.
And the parents dropped the fucking.
And the parents
charges.
Dropped the charges because wow. They were scared.
Wow. Like and this is an actual, it's not a reenactment.
How about you talking to the microphone because it's on a podcast?
So, I mean, so it's like it's a dramatic reenactment of something that actually
no,
happened?
No, this actually happened. It was the people that were involved in it.
Wow.
Going word by word what happened.
Giving interviews.
So,
oh, right, right.
They were
okay,
giving
I
interviews.
You. I get you.
So listen, you think it's over, don't
it's
you?
It's not over.
Fair enough. Thank you, Bill.
The mom starts to fuck him again after she knows he molested the daughter. And the husband sucked his cock. And him and her have an 8-month fucking, what was it, affair.
Yeah, affair.
And the whole time he's using that to work his way the
and
fuck back
in. And he was trying to get her, the mother, to divorce the father.
And leave the father.
Is
and
this
come,
like on YouTube or something like
he
that?
He was manipulating the whole thing. No, it's on Netflix.
Netflix.
He manipulated the mother to think that if she didn't do what he said, that... He was going to either, I think, kill. Was it kill or was it tell the world about? Tell everybody.
No, the daughter would go blind.
The daughter would go blind. That's it.
Dude, that's crazy, dude.
No, and then he kidnapped her again.
Yeah,
a second time. Actually, before he kidnapped her the second time, he bought a fucking like a
RV.
No,
no
the park. Remember the park he bought?
Oh Jesus!
He
yeah.
bought an amusement park.
Amusement park.
And they shipped the daughter to work for him for the summer.
When
at
she
amusement
was
park.
13 or 16,
15 or
15.
Something.
Wow.
It's fucking crazy.
Worst parents ever.
Let me guess, it's probably a very successful show. Yes or no?
It's just a documentary.
It's not a show.
It's not a show.
Oh, it's just one.
It's a documentary. A
okay.
real thing.
I thought it was a series.
Robot didn't know it existed, so I had to explain it to him.
And yeah. I watched it and was like...
But about 15 minutes in, you find out that her dad sucked that guy's cock. Now they have FBI tapes of him, and he's like, I engage in a homosexual relationship with the father to lure him away so I could get to the daughter. He says it. on the microphone.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is really fucked up shit, dude.
Yeah. Watch it. I'm telling you, you're going to be like...
And so the mom writes a book eventually. There's so much more we're leaving out. But then the mom writes a book eventually, and they start touring for the book. So he shows up where they're touring, and he's like, "You're a liar. I don't do none of that shit. You crazy." He only did like 2 weeks of fucking jail, by the way, at the end. Yeah. Like 2 weeks.
And what happened was that I don't think I'm leaving anything else. I don't think I'm leaving anything else out, but... What happens is she finally started with the book. The molester actually comes after her, and comes after the daughter and everything. Well, everything is just about to go against him. The brother of the molester goes, he went home, took all of his heart medication, drank a bottle of beer or something, or a bottle of wine,
checked out. Killed himself. And the brother's a little old man. He's like, "I knew my brother was a molester. He did something to my sister when I went to the army."
Mm-hmm.
You're like, "Oh, fuck." Like, dude, it's crazy. And then the FBI guy's like, "This guy lured a bunch of chicks, and no one fell for it except for this fucking family." Like, every time he was like, "Hey, like, get the fuck away from my daughter." And then this one, they're like, "It's fine. Oh, we left something out." So he comes back after the first kidnapping, and he's like, "I went to a physician, and my doctor said I have to lay with your daughter at night and listen to these audio tapes." They're like, "We trust you, B. It's fine."
It wasn't a physician. It was a therapist.
A psychiatrist.
Yeah.
So he comes home from work. He meets your family after dinner. He takes your daughter to her bedroom, and he just lays there, like, fondling the bitch.
Yeah, because he gives her pills again.
Unbelievable, dude.
Bill looks like he's going it's white.
This is what Rob and I
hate
that time.
Fucking movie.
Yeah.
God, I fucking love it. Are you kidding? It's fucking amazing.
It's twisted.
I hate the people who are that stupid.
Yeah, they are that stupid.
No, you know what? Let's talk. They're not that fucking stupid. She just wanted to fuck B. The mom really thought that dude was into her.
But he manipulated it.
Anybody letting their kid get fondled? Deserves to die.
Well,
they knew it was happening.
Bill, to be fair, they didn't know about the fondling.
I'm glad you can't say that with a straight face. Come on, man. God.
Well, they said it. And the dad was like, "Clearly I was ignorant. I didn't understand." And then, while he's in jail, the B guy, he's in jail for 2 weeks, pays other people to burn down the flower shop.
Yeah.
Here, this is something else.
Other criminals.
You get a phone call at 3 a.m. "Hey, your flower shop across town is totally on fire." What's this guy do? He wakes up all of his kids. He wakes up his wife. He puts them in the car. And together, at 4 o'clock in the morning, they drive to the side of town to see the building burn down. "Wouldn't you let your kids sleep? I would just go see, oh, my shit's burned down. Fuck." He's like, and then he hugged his kids dramatically. "Everything I care about in the
it's
world
right here.
Is right in my arms. Let it burn."
Yeah.
Because he's like, "You know, that's where I sucked his dick. And that's where I sucked his dick. Maybe we just let it burn."
Burn down the memories.
Insane.
Yes, Philadelphia? Okay. So this fucked up documentary. What do you think, Rob?
It was fucked up. But I'm sorry. I think that the parents were dumbasses. You're telling me that these parents couldn't put two and two together that this guy, adult guy, is actually freaking, you know... I'm going to take your daughter here. I'm going to take your daughter there.
It's crazy.
The FBI guy said they were like the most gullible people you'd ever encounter.
Basically.
Like, ever. That's what he said.
Yeah.
Here's the thing I was trying to say before is that the mother thought that was her boyfriend. The father thought that was his boyfriend. He ran diversions with both of them to divide them. And then, of course, they didn't even get divorced, John. They're still together. The gay guy.
They did have the papers, though. The mother did get the papers.
Oh, my God. So the guy goes to the church counselor, and he's like, "I know I'm a Mormon and stuff, but you probably better divorce this bitch. She sounds like a whore."
Wow. This is crazy.
And so he's going to get divorced, and she came home, and she's like, "No, we're not getting divorced." But he's like a beta guy, and he's literally a homosexual, like, hiding it. So he's like, "Okay, we'll just stay married.
We'll work this out."
And that's when she mailed the kid to B to go work on his summer fucking thing.
Yeah.
It's so fucked up. And then he came back a second time and kidnapped her again out of her window. Oh, we forgot something. So her and her sister shared a room. And this guy, B, is handy. So he built a wall into the house to divide their two bedrooms. And he put a hatch in there so he could slip inside in the middle of the night and just fondle this chick.
Wow.
Isn't that awesome? Blew my mind, man.
It's crazy, man.
Twisted fucking shit.
Some sick
shit. Is that the worst documentary you've ever seen? Like, the most fucked up one? Like, dude, Summer, like, they made...
They're so
Summer,
who thought to make this a documentary?
She wrote a book about
She wrote a book about it. That's why. I don't know what the book's name is.
Probably some fucked up shit.
Yeah,
what's
basically
it called again? Abducted out.
Novel.
Abducted in Plain Sight.
Yeah, abducted it's probably plain Abducted in Plain Sight. I wouldn't be surprised.
Okay. I'll check it out.
It's pretty fucked up.
Speaking of abducted, my ex-wife thinks she was abducted by aliens.
Really?
But she's literally mentally ill.
Yeah, I know, but just...
We shouldn't make light of this on a podcast.
Yeah, they always shouldn't.
Well,
my mother-in-law's my mother-in-law's schizophrenic. And she's alien multiple abducted, personality. Bitch.
Okay, when you both talk over, didn't hear either one of you. So, Robot, what did you
say? I said my mother-in-law is schizophrenic and multiple personality. I think she's schizophrenic. It's multiple personality. I know that.
You're lucky your son doesn't have that stuff. It's in the blood.
Yeah, I know. He's good.
I met him.
Yeah.
A few times. My third wife's baby dad. Wow, that's interesting. He's schizophrenic. But, like, you know, he's on meds now. He's all right this week. But there's been times where he's manic and cray-cray. Yeah. I'm not manic or cray-cray. I mean, I'm cray-cray. But I'm not manic. I'm not diagnosed. And when I am being cray-cray, I'm aware of my cray-crayness. Like, our drummer just quit Starscream because of my negative energy. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, true story. Me. I'm the guy. I'm the negative one. That's me.
Woo! Woo!
Not that I'm bitter. I'm fucking bitter. No, I'm just kidding. Tomorrow we're auditioning two new drummers, and there's another guy on the mix. So the guy who used to play, you know, Vince from Ascension's Drive.
Yeah.
Ascension Drive's old drummer, who's fantastic, already came out and jammed, and he was really good.
Cool.
He'll be back for a second jam soon.
Cool.
And maybe he'll be the new guy. I don't know, but we'll see what happens. Rock and roll, they say.
Cool, man.
Philadelphia, what's going on in Editor Raceland?
Working on a movie soundtrack. Going to be at the studio tomorrow. Mixing.
What film?
It's a little, like... I don't know the
You're
name
like
of
Aquaman
it
3, motherfucker.
No, it's just there's two films that we're doing. One's a zombie movie, and the other's like a psycho killer movie.
Ooh, nice,
cool, man.
And
Robot's like ooh.
So, Sana did. We did the vocals. We did the vocals for it last Saturday, before the board blew up, and tomorrow we go in the mix.
That's awesome, dude.
That's awesome.
I always
Very
wanted,
awesome.
Always wanted
Very
to
awesome.
Do like Thanks. A movie score stuff like that. That's yeah. great.
Didn't you meet a keyboard player, Johnny Zero?
What's that? Yeah, I did. I just met a keyboard player last night.
No, it wasn't last night.
Yeah, it was last night.
Except it wasn't.
Was it the night before last?
It was.
Okay.
Because you called me, and we discussed
it. All right, okay, sorry.
So Thursday night, you met a keyboard player.
Yep, I did. And it was just I just struck up a conversation with him. He had American flag socks and like a shirt on, and we just, I don't know, we just got into conversation.
He had a shirt on? Nice.
Yeah, and dude, the guy plays keyboards, bass guitar, and sings and plays a little guitar, you know?
That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. So,
good luck.
I used to always think, that's one thing Magic Man, this guy named Magic Man, Stephen Kokos, the great Stephen Kokos, he taught me about that. I used to think keyboards was like kind of sell it out, you know what I mean? Like,
you know what's fucked up?
I'm one of those guys.
I did too, though.
But my friend's band wanted a keyboard player, but the rule was if they played, he'd have to be behind a curtain. That's just hilarious.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's everybody. That's like every fucking
band.
Hard did that too.
Well, it was very ignorant on my part because I like piano, you know, stuff like that.
But I think a Hammond organ
is
vastly cooler than a fucking, like
the
a fucking synthesizer or something. Yeah, the Worlds or the
you know, I like synthesizers.
No,
so
I agree completely. I
don't say things you don't mean.
But the thing is, like...
Guitars are awesome.
They are, actually.
I didn't realize all the cool shit that they could do with them.
Oh, there's a lot of fecal matter involved?
Oh, my God, dude.
You can do bass lines on them. You can do melodies. I mean, it's,
yeah, but
it's a good thing to
have. I'm used to the kind at the mall in the store, you know, like the do-do-do, and it sounds cheesy.
Nah.
They got them. They got these things like M1 Workshop.
Why would you ask me?
Tridents and stuff like that.
Yeah, they got all kinds of computer stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's amazing. Like,
you've heard my music. It's
yes.
Half of it's all synthesized. It's
fucking awesome. I love your music.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
It's no fucking haywire, let me tell you, sir.
Oh, wow. Fourth time I quit.
Oh, my.
I've quit more times than you have ex-wives. Ba-dum-boom.
Oh.
That's a hard one, okay.
That's a hard one to swallow there.
Well, I'm about to have three ex-wives, so, you know. Well, I got engaged.
So, oh, you just fucked my whole world up. I was like, are you single? Let's go out. Let's get abducted in place hot. Hey, awesome.
I see he can have, he has a heart on.
I could tell he was a wreck.
And I thought, you could.
I thought, look at that penis, then. It's just kid stuff, man.
It would look good in my mouth.
He didn't admit it, but then he touched his mouth. If you watch the fucking documentary, he's like, I did the worst thing I had ever done. I reached over and I gave him relief. Hold on. And then I said, as soon as he says, I gave him relief, he touched his mouth in the documentary. And I was like, I stop it. I puke on the floor. I lop it up because, you know, I like.
Can't waste calories.
No, wait. Wait, there's a word. Hold on. Because it's sterile and I like to taste my own stomach. And then, no? Okay, fuck you guys. So then I push play again and I watch it again. And he's like, I did the worst thing I ever did. I reached over and I gave him relief. And then he touched his mouth. And I was like, that motherfucker sucked his dick.
What? Yeah.
Wasn't there like a Rolaids commercial? Like, how do you spell relief?
S-U-C-K?
Yeah, I guess so, obviously. H-A-N-D-Y?
Oh, handy.
C-O-K-C-K?
All right. I'm a heterosexual man, you know?
Yeah.
Girls could never jerk me off to completion ever. No. And one time, I fucked a chick. I have her name in my mind right now, which I won't say. Who was so good with handling my weenus that I was like, this is shocking. She could have made me come. Great right. Pussy, too, by the way.
She ambidextrous?
And then she tried to get on top, and we weren't using any condoms, and she wasn't on the pill, and I was like, listen, if you get on top, I can't control if Little Vex is going to fire off or not. If I'm driving, I can control if Little Vex is going to fire off. So I wouldn't let her, like, stay on top. But she was pretty glorious at the beginning. She has two kids now.
Not one of them yours.
Neither one.
Ah!
Here's a great story. There's this fucking local booking agent in Philadelphia who I kind of hate. Yeah, I kind of hate him. And he kind of hates me, obviously. So there's this groupie chick that I pick up, Robot, at Somerset's 1,000 years ago. And I take her home, and I fuck her.
Yeah.
And I'm fucking her, you know. And she's like, oh, you can come inside me. I can't get pregnant. But I have heard this line before,
yes.
You know, because I was way over 15 at this time. So I was like, all right. And I came all over her face, which she did not like, by the way. And then I was like, hey, we'll shoot a video. And she's like, no. And it freaked her out. And that's fine. Because I just got a video camera, so I was very happy.
Yeah.
And so she wasn't feeling it. I banged her a few times. And she was all right. But then I made her mad, and she never talked to me again. So then a couple of years go by. And then she's a nurse. And then she's working with a nurse. And this is why I keep getting younger, because that's what I do. So the nurse who works with her has a daughter who's 18. And, of course, I'm fucking the 18-year-old. So there's how many Vexes in the world, right? So this chick's like, oh, my daughter's seen this guy named Vex. And she bitch's like, what? I know Vex. He came with my face. Fuck Vex. And she told this chick how much evil I am. So then I had to go meet the mom. Like, no, I'm not really a piece of shit. I was a piece of shit. But I lied and said, I'm not really a piece of shit. And then I banged her daughter for a while. And then she dumped me, but that was fine. Because I was cheating on her anyway, because I'm a bad person. So, the booking agent, who not yet is a booking agent, he's a guitar player in a much lesser band at the time. He fucks her next, because we break up. Well, he listened and came inside of her. And now they have two children. And because she's a CUNT, they're divorced, of course. And now he's paying her all this fucking money.
Oh, God.
And he's still a little mad at me. Now, I banged her first, man. It wasn't his wife when I did that shit.
Right.
But he's still a little angry and vexed. Just a little.
That's a shame.
So she did marry him.
I don't care. All I know is it was me, and I was like, ew, no. And then he's the very next guy.
Right.
And he fell for it. Oh, let me come inside you. Oh, you fucking
sucker.
Pregnant.
Yeah.
I
know a dude that happened to, too. They say, oh, you can't get pregnant. I got something wrong with my.
I've heard that shit, right?
Yeah. Next thing you know, the guy's fucking paid child support.
For the rest of his life.
Yes. Yeah. Yep.
Philadelphia has a kid.
Yeah, but I love him.
Well, I think you're supposed to. It's like a rule.
Yeah.
I think it's a federal law. I don't
but
think
I don't know. The parents that we discussed today clearly
like
did
dad.
Not love their child.
Yeah,
they fucking
love
the shit out of him, they claim. They
that's
did.
A lie.
That's a blatant
survey
lie.
Survey says, that's a lie.
Not true.
Yeah.
You are not the father.
Not the daddy.
Oh, God.
Chinese are all silent.
Oh, I'm just listening.
He's like, he's about all the kids. He's like, I did tour before. I probably have kids over the world.
Do I have a little Cambodian? I might.
But they don't know where I am. And yeah. I told them my name
They're
is
trying
Johnny
to look
Zero,
for you right now.
And legally, my name is not Johnny Zero. So the joke's on them.
I look for my father.
When you Google Johnny Zero, you just get a guy with a mask. It could be me. Maybe it's not. I don't know. Boozdy boozdy bop.
Oh my god.
Johnny Zero takes New York. I came somewhere that night. I don't know. I don't know where that was.
There's a pregnant homeless lady, that's for sure.
Yeah. Oh fuck, I was listening to a podcast and they were like, you know, some of these homeless meth addicts, not bad looking. You take them home and you scrub them up, yeah, she'll bang you because there's nowhere to live.
Remember your one guitarist, your rhythm guitarist?
Kenny?
Yes, and we were at Richmond and Allegheny.
At the strip club.
Yes, at the strip club. And he literally tried to get me to bring one of the strippers back, and she was going to blow us both. And then we were like, oh, we want to fuck you. And I said, it's my fucking house. And you were like, do not take her. And then you were pointing at her arms, and you could see the tracks.
And he did take her later when I wasn't there.
Oh, my wow. God.
Back to the band house, filled with equipment.
Oh fuck!
And then they were a thing for a while.
Did I meet him?
No.
I'm glad I didn't bring her back.
So listen, listen. Yeah. So he came home from a gig and she was just sitting on the steps waiting for him at the band house. And he was like, "Oh, dude." And for a minute, that was his chick. And she's like, "Listen, I do heroin. I work really hard. I buy a bag of heroin, but it doesn't affect my life." And he's like, "Okay." And they kept fucking.
Sucker! Another one.
I don't know, but I remember I was married at the time, so I lived in fucking. The Fairmount section of Philadelphia with my wife in some condo, so I was never there. And it was him, and it was one of the roadies named Buddha. Fuck that guy.
Yeah, and I remember him.
They fucking. She was just hanging out for a minute. I heard she was hot though. I didn't see her. Was she hot?
Yeah, she was good looking.
Yeah, Kenny definitely fucking had his time.
Wow.
He's married now with several children. In Illinois.
I think. Oh, Jesus.
We were touring. And my dad was in Illinois visiting family, and we took, like, me and Kenny took, like, a detour and hung out with them for, like, 3 days. Mm-hmm. And this is right after my wife had passed away, so I was all fucked up in the head. And then that chick, who Kenny, he went to high school with her, and actually was in Illinois at that time, and they started banging, and that became, like, he's married to her now. Like, that's his
wow.
chick. And I did not bang her roommate, but I really wanted to. Just saying. So, yeah, that's my life. Hey, Johnny Zero.
Hey, what's up, dude?
I don't know. What's up with you?
The other, I'm just listening to the story. I remember Buddha. What are you still guys still all the outs? Whatever.
Oh, fuck it. I don't care. Episode 101, let's tell some truth. You ready?
Yeah.
That motherfucker came to me begging to live in the house. And then I had got another house and I moved out and I grew up and he's still living there. And he was paying me like pennies, like not enough money to really live there. The rule was you pay me a couple of bucks to pay for the taxes and you pay all the utilities. And then he knocked up his literal former prostitute girlfriend. Literal. She was pretty. He knocks her up. And he's like, we're going to have a baby. We're going to move out. And we're going to go to a place with a tub. We're going to live there. Because all I had was a stall shower, remember?
Yeah.
And I was like, I heard her back. I'm like, yeah, that's cool. So for 4 months or 5 months, he's saving his money to go out. And right. He just didn't pay the utilities and didn't tell me. So then he leaves. And we're like, all right, good luck with your life. And I had like $2,000 in back utilities I had to pay for this fucking
thing. What the fuck? Jesus.
And right when he did that, I was going through my fucking divorce.
Oh.
So now I'm broke because I'm fucking divorced.
Sure, sure.
And I got to pay $2,000 in back fucking. Oh, it was a rough
one. And this is what I moved to help move you out of the other house too, right? During that time period?
No, this was like a year after that.
A year after that, okay.
Because right. I had moved in there and then. And then I did some naughtiness. Right. I was naughty, as they say. And then she called my wife. She's like, hi, your husband was naughty. He's like, no, he wasn't. Let me show you a picture or six. And I was. And I was like, yeah, it was like scummy. And then they're like, why would you take pictures? Like, because look at her. She's hot. It was awesome.
Yeah.
Worth it.
Yeah, I guess it was. It all and it came out in the wash. Here we are.
And he was an iron worker, right? He's the iron worker.
He was a welder. He actually reassembled the ladder rack that's on one of my trucks right now.
Okay.
This is before he fucked me over for $2,000, but that's fine. I'm not bitter. Totally bitter, by the way. Totally bitter. And, yeah.
I bet. $2,000.
Never forget.
Yeah.
And he, like, fucking crashed with me on and off for a decade. And then at the end, it's always weird. Roadies always resent you at the end. They love you in the beginning. Like, you're their hero. And they're like, you're the greatest thing ever. And they're like, oh, I know that when we play, I get to play music. The band gets to play music. But if you're the roadie, and I used to be a roadie when I was a kid.
Sure.
For Chuck Trees a million years ago on the fucking yeah. G-Love tour, and the band was called Black Beans, that's not a fun life. Because you don't get to play.
Yeah.
So it's like kind of shitty.
Yeah, I'm familiar with Chuck Trees.
I've seen your roadie rocking out for you, though.
The current one?
Yeah.
He's a good roadie. He's the new guy. The new blood, as they say.
He'll learn.
I gotta tell you, kids.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been episode 101 of the Vex on Vex podcast. Johnny Zero, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for having me, guys.
Robot Phillips, thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Philadelphia!
Goodbye!
The Vex on Vex podcast is available on the Podbean application on your phone under the Loud and Loaded Network. 101 episodes, kids.
25% less dead hookers.
101 more.
Like 23%.
Yeah, 23.
Close enough.
This is Vex X telling everybody to stay frosty.
Rock and roll.